When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. This is Thatch. Just as a reminder for everybody, if you want to listen to Full Puckle, you can always go over to the main feed and do that. However, if you also are just interested in listening to trivia, remember, this happened late 2016, early 2017, so Toucan is definitely an answer. But unfortunately, Stack Attack isn't. But I hope you enjoy this trivia segment. And on to Puckle's Pokey Quiz. Puckle's Pokey Quiz is the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. Shamu won and reset the ladder. So there's a few changes to the rules now, guys. We're still going to 30 points. First person to 30 points wins. We're going to be changing how the scoreboard works. We're also going to be putting a page on the website for the scoreboard so everybody else at home can follow along. So you not only get the points from being on the show, this is where you will get the bulk of your points, but if a co-host is on Game Corner or is on the TCG cast or something like that, they'll get a point for their appearance on the side podcast to kind of encourage participation there, as well as make sure that Jushiro never feels like he's falling behind. Because Jushiro does a lot of work, you know, so does Snag, right?
So Jushiro gets a point for every single TCG cast
that he's on.
Jushiro is the host of that. So he gets 2 points a month. For being on. Okay, well, now that I say 2 points a month, that's not so bad.
Yeah, that's not that bad. You would literally have to have the ladder just going for 15 months.
You know what, Jushiro, you can have that. You can have that, Jushiro.
But I know some of you guys just feel like you're falling behind, and what's the point?
I am a person that's really picky about the fairness of this
system. Yes.
But when you said that people should get credit for being on other shows, I was like, yeah, totally. They should. That makes sense. You know, they're part of the Puckle Radio Network. Getting 2 points a month, but I'm like, 2 points a month? Four shows. Like, four shows happen in a month. That's not that bad at all, really.
That's not that bad at all. No.
If you scored 2 points on a show, you'd feel really bad for yourself. So.
Exactly. Also, in addition to that, we're officially making it a rule that if you help somebody cross that finish line of getting 30 points and you yourself do not win, you will gain the points that you help them earn for the next ladder. That gives
not that perfect score bullcrap you pulled with Whimsicott.
Well, it's not as big of a deal this time, because that just gives Scrawn and Snag 4 points. They're currently winning. Does that mean I get a point for every podcast I host?
Sure, if you want to give yourself the prize that you bought with your buddy,
go ahead. Don't be
fair. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to do that to you guys. I think I might win, though, if that happens, because that gives me like 5 points a month. Whatever.
You're never answering questions, though.
No, that's true. So the way this works is you guys get 5 questions. It's 1 point for each answer, except for the one question that has a bonus point attached to it. In addition to that, you will also have one hint throughout the whole game. Now, of course, if you get all of the points correct and you save the hint, you can cash that hint in for another point for a possible total of 7. Sound fair? Sound fair. Nobody's cashed the hint in for a long time, so it doesn't matter. for a very long time, because I amped up the difficulty. So Let's get to it then. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go. The question number one. What Pokemon is known to jump over mountains? That's it. That's all. I just need the Pokemon.
Jump over mountains?
Yeah, jump
like
over
one,
mountains.
In one fell swoop, jump over like Superman.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, kind of.
Superman, jump over mountains.
There's a Pokemon in his Pokedex entry. Let me pull up the specific Pokedex entry so I can help you guys out here. Let me find it real quick. But yes, this Pokemon jumps over mountains. It is known to jump over mountains.
Makes me think of like Lopunny.
Let me see. It has an immense power enough to scale mountains. So it jumps to go over mountains, and it just like scales them. If that makes more sense.
Scales mountains?
Yes. So
I think it's goat, like a go-goat.
That makes me think of go-goat. Yeah. Think a go-goat.
Living for many years, it can leap over a mountain. It can leap a mountain using some moves.
It's
according to its platinum, black, white, black two, white two.
Make me think of Magikarp, because Magikarp can leap over mountains. Or
I'm gonna need
waterfall.
An answer.
Your question is unclear. Is it leap or is it climb?
Let's say leap.
Leap?
Yes, that is the word I will use.
I don't know. What do you think, Mr. Maximus?
Yeah, I'm still thinking of Go-Go. If it's not a legendary Pokemon, I'm thinking Go-Go. Like, just naturally.
But Go-Go would climb, but it wouldn't leap a mountain, you know?
Fair point.
The only Pokemon I think that would leap would be Magikarp, but that's only a waterfall, not a mountain.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be Toxicroak or...
It can leap a mountain using a move, like a move in the Pokemon.
Splash? Or bound? Okay.
Bounds. High jump.
Think Magikarp? I think Magikarp's probably our best guess other than...
Okay.
Is that going to be your final answer?
Sure.
That is correct. Magikarp is the correct answer. It can, according to many of its Pokedex entries, it can... A Magikarp living for many years can leap a mountain using Splash. The move remains useless, though.
I only knew Waterfall, but...
Yeah, okay. So, good job. That's a point for you guys. Okay. So, this next question is worth 2 points. One for each answer. So, what gym leader has the highest level Pokemon prior to entering the Hall of Fame? And what level is that Pokemon prior to entering the Hall of Fame?
Okay. I feel like I should
know this. one for the person and one for the level.
Wait, entering the Hall of Fame, what gym leader has the highest level Pokemon? Oh, mm-hmm. so not
so no rebattles.
Johto, not yeah. counting the Johto Kanto starters or the gold silver Kanto star or Kanto gym leaders. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait.
No rebattles.
I don't know. Does this count Blue? Because he's a gym leader in some games, and he's before the Hall of Fame in other games.
But he's after the Hall of Fame. Blue is after the Hall of Fame in Gold and Silver and Heart Gold, Soul Silver. Because you enter the Hall of Fame when you beat the Elite Four. So none of the Kanto gym leaders can count for Gold, Silver, or Heart Gold, Soul Silver. That makes me think Drayden or Iris of Black and White or Black and White. Too, because Black and White were so overleveled.
I'm gonna need an answer
because it can't be.
Do you want to just guess Iris and Haxorus?
Give me a level. I want a level instead of a Pokemon.
Wait. So can you say the question one more time?
What gym leader has the highest level Pokemon prior to entering the Hall of Fame, and what level is that Pokemon?
I'm gonna say Haxorus 58 and Iris. I think 58.
For some reason, I'm thinking 57, but okay.
57, I'm cool with that. Somewhere right in there. It feels above 55, but not quite 60, so.
Yeah, but you sure you want to do 58? If your gut feeling says, like, 58.
I need an answer, guys. I need an answer.
All right. Iris 50, 58.
That is incorrect on both accounts.
Oh.
It is actually Wolfric. And his Avalug is at level 59 in Kalos.
Huh.
It was close, though, guys. It was close.
The hint, my bad.
You could have used the hint, yes. but all right, we'll move on to question number three. Okay, question number three. In Pokemon Gold and Silver, there are eyewitnesses to an event in the game's history in Ecruteak City. That if you calculate the age of the person who is an eyewitness to this event, it infers that they must be over 150 years old. What event was it that they witnessed?
Burning up the old tower. That's my guess.
Wait, that's in Ecruteak City?
In Ecruteak City, that's the city with the two towers, the old tower and the...
Gotcha.
So in Ecruteak City, there was the Burn Tower and the Tin Tower. Maximus, I think the last episode of Game Corner, you had a question about the kimono girls that were in Ecruteak City also. I think it was the burning of... The burning of the burnt tower or the silver tower. I'm not sure what it was called originally, but the burnt tower that Ho-Oh flew away from or whatever.
That was that flew away.
Is this your final answer?
It's mine. How about you?
Yeah, it had, that's the tower that has to be, because that's really the only significant event that I can think of that happened years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Yeah. Final answer.
That is correct. They must be over 150 years old because it happens way in the past in the games, and they do reference when it happens. And people are like, oh, but I saw it happen. And so just like, you're really old.
Well, that could be also like the people that are like, how come Obama didn't do anything about 9/11, huh?
All right. So that gives you guys 2 points for today. We are going to go to question number 4 now. This one's about one of the coolest Pokemon ever, Octillery. So Octillery is known for its signature move, Octazooka, which it doesn't learn, by level up per se anymore. It's an evolution move now, so no longer does it have a level attributed to it, but when Rubberade evolves, when it evolves now, it just gains Octazooka, which is really
That's cool. That's awesome.
So it turns out that this isn't a purely, this is not a purely signature move. There's another Pokemon that can learn it via Egg Move. What Pokemon line is this that can learn this Octazooka move? That's not Octillery.
Do you think Inkay? I have no idea.
Squid? Yeah, that makes sense.
Inkay, my first guess. Maybe Tentacool.
I don't know. For some reason, I don't think it's a water type Pokemon
You know what? I'm thinking of Togekiss. I don't know why. Togekiss learns a lot of weird moves. I seriously... No, Octazooka.
I really feel like it's not a one. No.
Oh, what about Genesect? You know what I'm saying? Because of his...
His blasting, his cannon.
His pew-pew thing, yeah. His cannon. Man, this is a hard Octazooka. Or Blastoise?
Oh my god! It's by Egg Move.
You do have a hint as well.
Oh, we already lost it. You want to use the hint?
Yeah, sure.
It is an Egg Move, as I stated earlier. So, no Geodesect. And this is a water type Pokemon line. Oh god, it's a water, and then it does gain a type upon its third evolution.
Let's see.
It gains a type on third evolution. Okay, so we know that it's a stage 2 Pokemon that's a dual type.
Wait, do you just want the Pokemon or do you want the line?
I don't care whichever one. It doesn't matter. I just need to know one of these. Tell me.
Zuka, like a Tang, like a Cannon. Who else has like a...
Octazooka.
Like a Blastoise.
It's not water. It can't be Blastoise.
No.
Octazooka. Oh my gosh. I'm like racking my brain.
I'm thinking like it like is based on the mouth. Who else has a mouth like that?
Right, or a water type. I have no idea.
I'm going to need an answer at some point.
Water generation. Any gains a type? There's only a couple of few Pokemon that gains a type. There's only like that gains a type on the last formation. Like there's the swamp. Wait, is Marshtop ground or water around, or is it?
I'm going to need an answer, guys. I'm going to need an answer.
What about the horsing line?
Kingdra. Yeah, let's go Kingdra.
Is that your final answer?
It's the only one with the cannon.
Final answer. Yeah.
Final answer. That is correct.
No way.
Yes, it is horsey. Horsey will get Octazooka from breeding.
Maximus. Internet high five.
So that is correct. There is another Pokemon that can learn Octazooka through an event. In Generation 5, there was a Sableye given out that also had the move Octazooka.
Wait, but those are the only Pokemon.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Yeah.
It was called Chief Golgo's Sableye. It was distributed at Pokemon Center stores in Japan for the 9-year run of Pokemon Smash. It is based on a live-action Sableye in the show and has been chosen by Chief Golgo Matsumoto. Whatever that... Scrawn probably knows. But that gives you guys... that gives you 3 points so far today. So you broke two. So that's good. And so what is question number 5? And I always ask you guys about stats just because I think it's informative to get a good feeling for. So what is the ground type Pokemon with the highest base speed?
Ground type Pokemon with the highest base speed. Oh, what's the name of? Wait, is this including, well, I guess it's including legendaries?
It includes everything.
Everything, yeah.
Do you think Lando?
Except for Arceus, I'm guessing.
Yeah, not Arceus. Arceus doesn't count. Or Silvally, for that matter.
Okay.
But if Arceus in Silvally counted, you just pick Arceus, you know?
Let's see who's fast. Well, off the bat, there's Garchomp, but I doubt he's the fastest ground type. Usually ground types are usually slow. Because they usually have another type on them that makes them...
What about, like, man, am I supposed to give the answer, or are we just
No, not the answer. You're just talking about it.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. What about, like, Zygarde? Like, Zygarde...
I do not know his stats. His 100% form, I do not know his stats. For the life of me. Do you think his stats?
I feel
like he was more... What?
I'm going to feel really dumb. Dugtrio.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, aren't Malowan Dugtrio, regular Dugtrio,
wait,
stats the same?
No, they're not the same. They're different Pokemon.
They're regular
Dugtrio. I know Dugtrio is faster than Alolan Dugtrio because they were just talking about how Dugtrio and Diglett are better than Alolan Dugtrio and Diglett on, what, Battlecast or whatever you're talking about before you were saying you were going to talk about Little Cup on the next Battlecast. Because of Puckle, I know Dugtrio is fast.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone faster.
That is correct.
Yes.
Alolan Dugtrio is correct. It is a base 120 speed. It is the fastest ground type. Alolan Dugtrio is at 110, so it's a little bit slower.
Okay.
It's a little bit bulkier too, isn't it?
It gains, what is it? It gains a little bit of defense, but it's just like, meh. It's still not a good defense stat. So that is going to be it for the trivia today. You guys got 4 points today.
Oh,
so
yes.
That means currently, next week I'll update for all of the shows such as Game Corner and what's it called? The live show.
TCG. Okay.
TCG Cast hasn't come out since the last ladder started. So next week I will account for all of these things. But this week so far we have 4 guys tied for first place. We have Bo, Maximus, Scrawn and Professor Snag all tied for first place with 4 points, and everybody else is yet to get on the board.
Woo!
So that race to 30 begins, and you can win more coasters. Try to do it before PuckleCon, so I can just give them to you there.
Just give them to you. All right, sounds good.
Welcome to Whimsicott's Poke Quiz, where Whimsicott quizzes your host, Thatch, on his innate Pokemon knowledge.
Because Thatch is awful.
Thatch is a dummy bear and messed up the recording of the actual trivia session. Tell everyone how many points Meg and I got.
3.
Yeah. So maybe it was a good thing that we lost that
trivia session. I get to save those questions for next week, which is the best part.
True. We both win. My shame is hidden from the world, and you get a free week. But you have to answer these trivia questions now. Now, there are 5 questions. One of them is worth 2 points. You get a hint, and, well, you don't really get points because we don't want you to win your own prize.
I don't want points anyway.
You get... Okay, so you get golden stars from Whimsicott.
Ooh, that's all I need. That's all I need.
You can get a total of 7 golden stars. You know the rules. And are you ready?
Oh, I'm down. I'm going to get 7. I'm going to do it. I'm going to shame all of you.
Okay, so there is a very good chance that you get 7, but I will do my best to stop you from doing so. Although, question number 1 is a giant softball.
Okay.
Because you're my brother and I love you. question number 1. You know that evolutions are among my favorite Pokemon. Mm-hmm. But I'm usually more of an offensive player, and I wanted to branch out today. And so I'm going to ask you, which evolution has the highest base defense?
Ooh, base defense. That's a rough one. Because that's like, it's not Flareon. Flareon's never the answer. Except if you're asking about base attack. That's Flareon. Flareon's highest base attack. Highest base defense, evolution. Man, that's a rough one. No, maybe one of them's got 130. Because it's the 130 that's the highest. And I think every single one of those stats has gotten it so far. I don't know. Oh, man. Let's see. So the highest defense. So we have Glaceon. It can't be Glaceon. That would be garbage. That would be so much garbage if it was Glaceon.
I can't believe I'm managing to stop you on the very first one.
Because I remember now. It has to be Leafeon. Because
it has to be Leafeon.
That's the answer. Because Glaceon special attack, and then the only one that it's special defense for Umbreon and Sylveon. They have the 130 there. Espeon and Glaceon have the 130 in special attack. Flareon has it in attack, and Vaporeon has it in HP. Jolteon has it in speed, obviously, so it's got to be Leafeon. The answer
is
Leafeon.
It is Leafeon. Give yourself a little jingly noise for the win.
Actually, I can do that. Ooh. Okay, there we go. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Question number 2. As you know, fairy-type Pokemon are tiny and cute and adorable.
Yeah.
But one of them has to be the biggest. Which fairy type Pokemon is both the tallest and the heaviest of them all?
Oh man. It's not like so tallest and heaviest, Florges comes to mind because it's just so tall. I'm thinking Florges, but let's see, what else is there? There's Florges, it could be something Granbull seems like it'd be pretty heavy, but I don't know how tall Granbull is. It could be one of those like Charizard things where it's like, this is a 4-foot dog. And it's just like, I was not expecting a 4-foot dog. But Florges is like really tall in the anime. I just keep thinking Florges. Like, it's really big and it's tallest and heaviest. It gets both of those?
Yes.
There aren't too many like fairies either. Like, the ones that were introduced are pretty small. Oh, man. It's got to be Florges. It's got to be, right?
Well, there are 5 seconds left. Is that your final answer?
Oh, man. I mean, it's probably wrong. Florges. Any other big fairy type? I mean, the Tapus are all pretty small, relatively, to Florges.
Your minute is up.
I'm going to say Florges. So it's probably wrong.
Florges is really tall, but it doesn't have a giant set of antlers on its head. Xerneas.
Yep, that's right. That sounds right. Oh my gosh, I wasn't even thinking legendaries because I don't play that. And
exactly.
I always keep forgetting. Like Xerneas is just so like stale competitively. Like you run Geomancy, like that's how you run Xerneas.
Yes.
And then it's just like Moonblast or Dazzling Gleam. Like last year in VGC 16, it was so stale with Xerneas.
Mm-mm.
I'll take it.
Find a trivia question that you didn't know. I'm so proud of myself.
You're putting me on the spot. Like, that's I can't even think about it. Yeah.
I'm stomping that. I'm starting to think these questions are more evil than I had initially thought. Well, this is our revenge. In fact, this is my own revenge for the Lurbol patch.
Ask me about the fastball and what color it used to be.
No, I won't. Because you know that one.
The answer's
it's
orange.
It's time to move on to question number three. So, this Pokemon would appear to be very athletic and in good shape, but its Pokédex entries reveal that after fighting for 3 minutes, it has to take a rest. Which Pokémon is this?
It sounds like Pheromosa, but that could be wrong as well. It has to take a rest after fighting for 3 minutes, and it should be in athletic shape.
The only thing that part of the question gives you is that it's not a Gen 4 evolution.
It's not a Gen 4. Wait, what's the? It just says it after 3 minutes. Wait, so say that again.
So several Pokédex entries of this Pokémon state that it has to take a rest after fighting for 3 minutes. Or it stops fighting after 3 minutes. It fights for 3 minutes. You know, whatever the phrasing is, the concept stays the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. So it's fighting for 3 minutes. Maybe it's a fighting type. Pokedex entries are rough. Because, like, a lot of them are out of the blue. That's why we do them in Poke of the Episode. Because it's just like, oh, man, this Pokemon. Wait, what do you mean this Pokemon can run 240 miles an hour? And so, like, these Pokemon trivia, it's just like, it needs to rest after 3 minutes, and it's athletic. I mean, it could be, I mean, Hitmonchan, that doesn't sound right, though.
Your minute is almost
up. I know it is. I don't know if I can give a good answer about that. I mean, it's an in-shape Pokemon. I usually give you guys more descriptions than that. I don't have Pokedex entries for literally reason.
I'm way more evil than you, so I'm going to need
I'm gonna use the hint.
Fine. It is a fighting type Pokemon.
Oh my gosh, that's all I get.
And no, I'm going to be way better at this, and I'm going to tell you it is. I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, this is my dilemma every week.
Okay, so it is a fighting type Pokemon, and the fact that I could quote several Pokédex entries for it should give you a hint.
I mean, if it's several, I mean it's just not Gen 7.
Well, there were several Pokédex entries.
So Gen 1? Is that the inference? And it's got to be like Hitmonlee or Hitmonchan or who else is fighting there? Machamp. But Machamp's like 1,000 punches in like a second or some nonsense. that's the Pokédex entries for that one. I'm gonna go with like Hitmonlee. That's what I'm going with.
Really?
It's probably wrong.
You mentioned Hitmonchan and I...
Oh, is it Hitmonchan? Is it really Hitmonchan?
Yes.
I mean, close enough, right? I'll take half a point for that one.
You get half a gold star.
There we go.
Okay. For question number four, it is, as you always ask, a base stat question.
I actually probably know this one.
Oh, I don't know. This is a bit different from the usual.
Oh, okay.
It is the one that's worth 2 points. Because the answer is actually two Pokemon, or rather, two evolutionary lines.
Okay.
So, starter Pokemon are usually the ones that we have been repeatedly told are designed with the utmost care. They put a lot of thought into them, into the way they look and the way they function. But apparently, at one point, Game Freak got really lazy, and there are two starter Pokemon evolutionary lines in which the basic Pokemon and the stage Pokemon and the staged Pokemon have the exact same base stats in every stat. Like, the basic Pokemon and the basic Pokemon have the same stat. The stage one Pokemon and the stage one Pokemon have the same stats. You know what I'm saying, right?
What? No, not at all. I'm thinking like, hey, you mean like the same base stat total or like...
No. Like, when these two starter Pokemon are basic Pokemon, they have the same base attack, the same base.
Oh, they just copy and pasted the starter Pokemon.
Completely.
Okay.
The and this run for the entire evolutionary lines.
Whoa, okay. I'm thinking about that then. I could see it being something Gen 1, not Charizard, but I could see it being like Blastoise getting copied or something like that. That just seems super generic. Like, that one, I don't think it's Infernape, because Infernape, like, I'm thinking about the ones that are actually competitively viable, because those are not the answer.
The fact that you're only mentioning one evolutionary line at a time makes me think that I misphrased the question.
No. I understand, because you're saying it's two of them. Okay. I'm thinking about who got copied and pasted, you know, their stats.
Perfect. Okay.
I'm thinking Blastoise might have got copied and pasted, something like Torterra. Or even like, it's not Infernape. I can tell you it's not Infernape, and it's probably not Charizard, because Charizard's got a really high base speed. And Infernape's got like equal special attack, equal attack. I know that. So like, not a lot of them are mixed. It could be Infernape to, Decidueye though. No. Decidueye is too slow. Let's see. I'm thinking about all their stats. It's not Incineroar. I can rule out Incineroar and Decidueye. Because Incineroar just loses speed as it evolves. It's just like this awful, it's this awful progression. And there's, because there's a lot of starter Pokemon. There's like 21 of them. And you're asking me to pick two of them.
You have a very decent shot. And you do get a gold star if you just guess.
You just get one. Yeah, that's true. I do get a gold star. It's like, I could see like Torterra having stats that were copied, but it's more physical. And I think Blastoise is more, I'm just trying to think about which ones would have done it. Like, I feel like, even Gen 3 was unique enough. Cause I feel like it's something like we took a Gen 1 mon and then we copied it over to Gen 4 or 5. Oh God, Gen 5. It's gotta be one of the Gen 5 ones. It's not Superior. It's like, it's either Samurott, cause it's just so basic. And or Emboar, because it's just so basic. Like, their stats are awful. Like, their stats are absolute garbage.
As enjoyable as it is for me to listen,
I know.
Think about this, it's been way more than a minute. So
I don't know. It's like, I'm gonna say like Samurott, Venusaur. Like, that's got. Did I get the gens right?
One of them.
Woo! I got a gen right.
Okay,
that's all
so
that matters.
The part that amused me the most was that you are incredibly insistent that it wasn't Charizard.
Oh my gosh, was it Charizard?
It is Charizard.
Charizard got copied? Oh man.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm just thinking about. I guess it's
explosion.
Oh my gosh, that would make so much sense. That would make so much sense, actually. Because, like,
yes.
I didn't think Typhlosion had base 100 speed. That's the only reason I didn't think that. That would make sense, though. I mean, I could totally see them just ripping those stats and putting them in Typhlosion.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Charizard worked, and so here, have Charizard 2.0.
Yeah, no. Well, like, I don't know if you heard this, like, when these were coming out. I guess I was in grade school when these games were coming out, you know? So you hear all the stupid rumors. And so, like, the big thing is, you know, these kids are reading, like, magazines, and they've got, like, trading card pictures of, like, Feraligatr and stuff like that. And they're like, well, that's the water-type Charizard right there. And then, and so my brain's still stuck in that mentality for whatever reason, you know? And it's awful. It's just awful. You don't know what it's like up here.
Well, my brother, my friend.
I did so poorly.
I thought you could maybe guess all of these questions, and somehow you made the last one really, really hard.
Okay, do it. I'm going to take it.
Okay, question number 5. As you know, in Generation 1, there was a beta version in which many, many Pokemon names were different from the final name.
This is true.
One Generation 1 Pokemon was originally called a name that can also mean a European military unit that is transported on horseback but fights on foot.
Is that
which
Panzer?
Pokemon is this?
Is that Panzer? A German military unit? Is that what you said?
A European
A European military. So, wait, he rides on, it's pulled by horse and...
Essentially, okay, so this unit, like, travels on horseback. but it's actually an infantry unit because it fights on foot.
Okay.
And it has a very specific name, and that was the name of this Pokemon in the red and blue.
Now you're just oh my gosh, I'm thinking Panzer, but that's a tank.
Actually, I'm saying better version. It was actually the promotional material for the English version of Red and Blue.
Ooh, so it must have been something like one of the big ones, like Charizard or Blastoise. It could totally be Blastoise, but I don't think so. I could totally see Blastoise having like a ridiculous name,
I mean, they do call him the shellfish Pokemon.
Yeah, he's he's just whatever they want him to be, apparently.
Yeah.
So it's a name. Okay, an infantry unit that rides on a horse but fights on foot. That's where I'm lost already. I have no idea what that is. Like, somebody's yelling at me right now. Like, it's obviously this.
I don't think anyone knows this off the top of their head.
Oh, man, an infantry unit. Yeah, like, a lot of names were different. Like, you have LA and NY. Yeah, but it had to be one of the big ones if it was used in promotional material. Like, that, especially...
It was a pretty popular Pokemon, I'll give you that.
It has to be a popular one if it's in promotional material. It's going to be... It could be Poliwhirl. Because they just were like, Poliwhirl's like a Pokemon. It's like... we want it to be a mascot, but not really. It has to be like box art something then. I'm gonna go with Blastoise. I'm gonna go with Blastoise. They're making him whatever they want him to be.
Okay,
it's totally wrong.
Apparently, the name for this European military unit, which whatever, is Dragoon.
Okay, so it's Dragonite.
It's actually Dratini.
Dratini. Okay, same. Close enough. Okay, yes. I had no idea what the name of the military unit was. I have absolutely no idea.
Of course, so, who would? A history buff, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not the history buff. Unless it comes to, like, Pokemon history. But, I mean, I learn things. That's the important thing. I gain knowledge.
Fantastic, right?
I got the rainbow. The more you know.
The way this works is that you technically got 1.5 gold stars.
Good enough for me.
But, I mean, you're fighting alone, and this is usually a team effort, so I'm going to double your points, and you get 3 gold stars.
Here's some meaningless points. It's like, whose line is it anyway?
Isn't that fantastic?
Whose line is it anyway? You got like 4,000 points. It's fine.
it's Calvin Ball, except it's actually a Whimsicott points.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect. Okay, well, that sounds good. That's it then for the segment, right?
I think so.
We will have everything updated next week with the points, because this week was a special case. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the segment of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So we're going to jump right on into it. The rules are, guys, no browsers. You get to use what's in your noggin. And, of course, you get points based on how you do here today. The point total is still not updated due to a few, just like my Puckle week. I do need to update the point total. I believe Snag is in first place with 8 points. And I believe, Shamu, you are on the board. I will need to double check. I don't think so. you haven't been on the show since you won.
Yeah.
Never mind. So we're going to jump right on into it, though. So there are 7 possible points you guys can get, but there are 5 questions. One of them has a bonus point. You also get 1 hint to use throughout the whole thing. If you'd get all the answers right, you can cash that hint at the end for an extra point. So are you guys ready?
Ready as I'll ever be, boss.
All right. So here we go, then. Question number 1. I bet you guys that I know about a Pokemon move that you don't. So this move was introduced in Generation 7. And it guarantees that the next move used by the user will be a critical hit. What is the name of that move?
Gen 7, so it's new.
It's
a new move. Second move guarantees a crit.
Well, the next move will be a critical hit. That's what this move does.
Yeah.
So the next move you use or the next move used in general?
The next move you use.
Next move is a guaranteed crit. That's what this move does. Because it's a move I know I don't use.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of all the new moves since, like, it's not even, like, ring the bell.
Yeah.
I'm going to need an answer at some point.
Oh, you know, we know that.
You do have the hint as well. You do need the hint. You do have the hint as well.
I don't think we should use the hint this early. It's way
I don't
want
to burn it, yeah, right out of the gate.
Like, I don't even... Like, I am
literally drawing a huge blank because I don't even know, like, which move to even pick because I know everything else, what everything else
I know R Sigma. I know R Sigma.
Oh, laser focus.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. It's called laser focus or something along the lines.
Is that your final answer?
I'm saying yes.
I'll agree to that.
That is correct. Laser focus is the name of the move. Only it's four like Pokemon can learn it. It is Cartana,
Coquina.
Lucario, somebody before Lucario, and I believe Marshadow also gets it.
Oh my god, I forgot about that move totally. I'm like, what? I'm thinking Lock On. I'm like, what? No, it's not.
It's very close to Lock On. It's very close. So
he's a hit.
Yeah. So moving on. So this next question is worth 2 points. This is brought to you by Bosifus. So, Bosef has asked this question of you. It's worth 2 points, one for each answer, obviously. So, in the TCG, you guys are familiar right now, if you're opening Guardians Rising and Sun and Moon's packs, that you can get these rainbow cards. These are secret rares. They're cards with numbers that are above the number of cards in the set. So, they're technically not needed for completion, and rightfully so, because Rainbow Lele right now is like $70. But, secret rare Pokemon cards have been in the TCG way longer than these rainbow cards. What was the first secret rare Pokemon card? What Pokemon was it? And from what set? So you get a point for the Pokemon and a point for the set.
Okay. I want to say that it was probably a gym leader's Pokemon. I could be wrong with that because I wasn't into the TCG like all the way back when I was a wee young lad.
I just, like, it's very hard because it's the first... Like, I don't know, how are we expected to know this, really?
This is why I write questions, because I typically make them reasonable, but I do accept questions from your fellow co-hosts.
I think we have to use a hint, if anything, just to get, like,
I would
a little
have
something.
To, yeah.
Okay, so, this is definitely back in Gen 1.
Yeah, I figured that much.
Can we get, like, a time frame, like, what set is it before, or something? Like,
it's before Neo.
Okay, that works for me.
It's before Neo. Neo, for those of you who are listening, that's Gen 2. That's where Gen 2 started.
Because initially I was thinking Stars and something, but like that's an ancient Mew isn't technically a promo.
No, that was a promo, not a secret rare.
Yeah, not a secret rare though. Yeah,
it didn't belong to a set.
Oh man,
was it Giovanni's Magikarp? Was that a secret rare?
Magikarp.
Because it's gold, it's shiny.
Oh right.
It's shiny. It's a gold Magikarp. I don't think it. I don't.
Shinies, would shinies have even existed then?
It was a shiny. It was a shiny TCG card. It was like a holofoil.
Oh, gold, that kind
yellow
of
Magikarp.
I was thinking gold.
No, it's a yellow. It is a yellow Magikarp.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of.
You also need the set. That's also a point.
Oh, I don't. Were the two gym leader sets? I can't remember. Oh. I don't
set
know.
Set names are always so arbitrary.
I don't even know the set names for the leader sets are, to be honest.
All right, so give me some. Give me an answer. Tell me what
Giovanni
you think.
Magikarp.
And give me a set, just for good measure. Make up a name.
Gym leader versus versus the Japanese name, but we'll just say it. Spirit gym leader versus. I don't even know.
So you were close on the time frame. This is incorrect, unfortunately. Oh. But you were close on both accounts. So it's actually in the Team Rocket set. So very early on in the TCG, so it's pretty much after Jungle and Fossil, you went straight to Team Rocket. And in that set, there's a Dark Raichu, which is 83 out of 82. There is no Pikachu in that set, so that is the first card that you would need to have a Pokemon from another set to be able to evolve into this Pokemon. So interesting factoid. So unfortunately incorrect on both accounts, guys, but you're still at 1 point for the day.
Yeah.
So the next two questions are all about starter Pokemon. Starter Pokemon. So there's only like 21 of these guys you got to worry about from here on out. So when you start with Pokemon, of all starter Pokemon in their base forms, which of them actually has the highest base attack stat?
Out of all starters?
Out of all starters in their base form. Like,
so they're unevolved.
As their basic form. Like, straight in the TCG, these would be basics.
Okay.
So, Tortoise is an option.
I want to say it would have to be a fire type.
No. Charmander is not the strongest, I can tell you that. I can tell you, Torchic isn't either, neither is Cyndaquil. Chimchar might be there. It'd be, like, running up.
Yeah.
Litten's a possible option. I think it's more speed than attack, though. Fennekin isn't.
No, absolutely not.
Tepig might. Oh, man.
What about Froakie?
Froakie's not highest attack set, no. Definitely not. It's more speed. Cause the thing is, like, they're off by, like, 5 points or something. It's pretty much what it's going to come down to. Shoot.
I'm going to need an answer.
I don't even know. I don't know.
Is that your final answer?
I guess.
Oh, yeah. That is incorrect today, guys. The answer is actually Mudkip.
Oh.
Ah.
Mudkip has the highest base attack stat of all starter type Pokemon.
That doesn't sound like it should be.
All right. I think you guys can get this next one, though.
In
the main series games, it's always traditional that you face your rival early on in the game. And typically, especially in Gens 1 through 3. Oh, God, I just ruined the questions. In most games, you would go ahead and you would battle your rival. Their Pokemon would be level 5, right? But sometimes these are actually higher. In some games that you'll face higher than level 5 Pokemon from your rivals because they've gone and trained a little bit. So in what game was the, which main series game was the first main series game to go ahead and, you have your first rival battle be with Pokemon that are higher than level 5.
Higher than level 5.
Like your opponent's starter Pokemon, your rival's starter Pokemon is higher than level 5 in your first battle with them.
Well, like you said, you kind of ruined the question, so it's either Gens 1 or 3. But
No, that's not how I ruined the question.
Okay.
I don't even know anymore.
You have like, 7 gens. You have a 1 in 7 chance of just guessing it, and I feel like I ruined it.
So let's think about this. We got blue, we've got silver, we've got...
It's not Gen 1, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can't be. Because you both start off on equal footing. And it's level 5 as well.
Gen 3, I always remember them being level 5.
The thing that I'm thinking of is when you battled your rival the first time around, it's usually like they fresh out and get your Pokemon and everything. And,
yeah.
And off you go and whatnot. So.
I don't even know anymore.
But I'm thinking, and this is just a complete shot in the dark, but Gen 4 with Barry, I mean, your first battle with your starter is actually with the Starly that attack you. And then you basically fight your way up to the professor's house, and then then you fight your rival.
I guess I don't even.
And he's already got a Starly and a Bidoof as well. But then his starter,
so it's Gen 4,
is slightly higher.
Is that your final answer?
I want to say it's Gen 4, just because of that.
That is correct. Gen 4 is the first time because you do not actually battle your rival out goes into a battle with you. So why would their Pokemon be at level 5? So
yeah.
Let's go to that final question. Our final question, number 5, base stat question as I ask you always. So with this base stat, we have the steel type. So of all steel type Pokemon, what steel type Pokemon has the highest base HP?
Highest base HP.
Mm-hmm.
Highest base stat HP of all steel type Pokemon.
Yep.
Celesteel is up. No, Celesteel has only like 80.
Of all steel type Pokemon. Highest base HP.
Not Ferrothorn. Not Probopass. Registeel has like 100 or 80 or something like that.
Wouldn't be Metagross. He's all about defense.
No, but it's not Metagross, not Cartana, obviously.
I guess I wouldn't be able to ask, specific questions to sort of narrow it down, because that would be
the whole point.
That would be in the line of a hint.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask whether or not it's a mega form or not.
But that won't matter.
But it won't matter.
It's HP.
It's HP, so that doesn't even change.
I'm going to need the answer at some point.
Oh.
Here in the very near future.
My mind is wanting to say Heatran or Solgaleo. One of the two.
Solgaleo. Solgaleo probably has higher. I don't even know at this point, but Solgaleo sounds much safer than Heatran.
So Solgaleo?
I'm going to go with that.
All right. We choose Solgaleo.
That is correct. Oh. Solgaleo has the highest base HP with a base 137. So that is 3 points for you guys today. So that's good. You're both on the board with 3 points. So that's good. I need to get these updated. I will do that on the website as well in the very near future. So that is it for Puckle's Poke Quiz this week, guys. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz. Puckle's Poke Quiz, as always, is the part of the show where we quiz your co-hosts on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So, of course, guys, no browsers, no internet. You got to use what's in your noggins. You guys get 5 questions today for a possible total of 7 points. One of those points comes from the hint that you can use on any of these questions. If you get all of the questions correct, you can cash that hint in for an extra point at the end. One of these questions also does have a bonus point in it as well, so you can get another point from that. So if you guys are ready, I am ready to ask you some questions. All of these questions are written by Whimsicott and Snag. None of these are written by me. So let's jump into it, guys, if you're ready.
We're as ready as we ever be.
Yep.
All right. And I actually have points this week, so I know where everybody's at. So let's get into it then. Question number one. This is from Whimsicott/R/Sigma. All starter Pokemon of each type share the same ability. Torrent for water types, Overgrow for grass types, and Blaze for fire types. Each starter line, though, sets itself apart with its hidden ability. But one of them more so than others. Which starter line is the only one whose hidden ability changes as the Pokemon evolves? That is the question. So you just need to name one of the Pokemon in that line. That's all I need. And then we'll agree. So you've got like a 1 in 21 chance if you guess.
I'm guessing this doesn't include Mega Pokemon because...
No Megas. This does not include Megas.
Yeah. Probably is treason.
I don't know which Torterra's hit abilities is. For some reason, it sounds like it could be Torterra.
Yeah, because the Torchic line has that. The Mudkip... All the Mudkip land has Damp. And Treecko has... what's Treecko?
I know Servine has the swap.
Contraire.
Yeah, Contraire.
Pig Knight. What is Pig Knight? No, they have Reckless. Wait. I don't think, what is Tepig and Grump Tepig and, because I know, what's the final evolution? The final evolution had Reckless, but what does the younger ones,
Grumpig and
Tepig? Yeah, what do they have? I doubt they have Reckless because they don't have. I don't think they have Flare Blitz.
That's true. It could be them. I'm between them and Torterra. Torterra mostly because I don't remember what was its abilities at all.
I'm going to need the answer.
Maximus, do you want to go with Tepig?
Yeah, let's go Tepig.
Okay, Tepig it is.
And that is correct.
Yeah.
It turns out. So what? So Tepig and Pignite have Thick Fat, and Emboar has Reckless.
There we
so
go.
That is a point for you guys. Looking good. That's the one I thought was hard. So
yeah, because
you got the
hard
one.
They don't get Flare Blitz, do they?
I don't know if they get Flare Blitz or not. I have no idea. You might be right though. But question number two: Moonblast is perhaps the most representative move of the Fairy type, the Bane of Dragons. Yet there is a Dragon type Pokemon that learns Moonblast naturally by level up. What is this Pokemon?
I remember this too. Oh man, which one is it?
Moonblast by level up,
and it's a Dragon type.
I remember this happening. I remember this happening.
Is it Altaria?
That's a possibility. Fairy type.
Or.
But I feel like it's not a fairy. I feel like it's not that Pokemon though.
She does turn furry when she Mega evolves, so it makes sense for her to have a fairy attack.
True, because Moonblast is not a TM, is it?
No.
Because when you think of Altaria and Mega Altaria, you don't think of Moonblast. You think of Disarming Voice or Hyper Voice or something like that because of the pixelate ability.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, let's go through the dragon Pokemon real quick. Blah, blah, blah.
Latios, not Dragonite. Latias.
Not Dragonite. Not definitely not Hydreigon.
Yeah.
Nothing special. No Drugeon. No Garchomp. No nope. Flygon. No Salamence.
Mm. Oh, the soul dragon type, the one Ash had. Oh,
Goodra. That's a possibility.
But we're gonna need an answer here.
Do you want to just go with Altaria and just like a safe choice?
Altaria. Yeah.
That is correct. That is another point for you guys. That is two points. Altaria learns Moonblast at level 52.
Nice. So,
great job, guys. You guys are doing really well here. So
I'm really kind of proud here.
Yeah, you're doing pretty well. Okay. Okay, so this next question has the bonus point in it.
Sweet.
So there, we'll explain it here in a minute. Question number 3. Future Sight is a slow but almost inevitable psychic type move. It does nothing when used, but 2 turns later, it inflicts damage on whichever opponent is now on the field, along with whatever move was used on that turn by the current active Pokemon, hitting even through Protect. Another move works exactly the same way as Future Sight. So you need to name what that move is and what type that move is.
I know it's fighting.
So it's a move that operates exactly like Future Sight.
Yeah, I think it's fighting. Wait, Gen 7.
Name the move, its type, and... Oh, name the move. Just name the move and its type. If you give me that, I'm perfectly fine with that. There's and there's only one Pokemon that can learn this move, naturally.
Yeah, I know this move. I know that it's fighting, I think in Gen 7, I just don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, because I can't think of any move that does that before Gen 6 and below.
Yeah, you would have
heard me. That would have stood out big time.
Yeah, I know. Man, what's the name? It was...
Wait, so we just have to name the move and the type.
Not the Pokemon. I'm 70% sure it's fighting.
Whimsicott says to name the move and then the Pokemon, but I said the type, so we're just going to go with the type.
Oh, okay.
The type and the move name.
I can't even think of that many fighting type Pokemon, really, besides the Lima one.
This one, the Queen.
I know.
Serena. I don't think Serena learns that move.
Wait, I thought Serena was the grass type.
Yeah, grass. Yeah, it is grass. Sorry.
You talking about the bug one, the Ultra Beast one?
Yes, but no. I'm confused.
You guys do have the hint, though, remember.
Should we use the hint?
Either way, like, it's the bonus points either way. So either we lose, get it now, we get both points, and then, or we try to get it and try to go for the extra bonus points. So either way, I guess we can.
Yeah, let's go for the hint.
Okay, this Pokemon definitely came out in Gen 3.
Wow, okay.
Huh. This Pokemon and its signature move came out in Gen 3.
Wait, signature move?
Oops, I spoiled it. Okay, that's fine. You're going to figure it out. It works just like Future Sight. Came out in Gen 3.
Gen 3? Signature? I have no idea now. Now I'm completely confused.
I gave you a lot of hints here.
No, you did.
I would know this one.
And it just confused me even more. But that's my fault.
I feel like it's an obscure move. As soon as I hear it.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to be hitting yourself when you hear it.
Probably. Oh, believe me. Yeah.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, and I have nothing.
And it's like Future Sight.
Huh. Yep. It works exactly like Future Sight, except it's a different type. And it's on a different Pokemon.
You know, it's funny. If you would have told us that move and we had to guess Future Sight, I probably would have guessed Future Sight.
Yeah. Future Sight's way more well known, obviously.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, so you want to just guess?
Just take a guess at the type and then make up a move name.
I feel like it's a ghost move for some reason.
Okay, so we can go ghost, and it's called Boo.
So it is incorrect on both accounts.
Oh.
The move is called Doom Desire. It is a steel type move that is the signature move of Jirachi.
Never, ever would have guessed it.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for not knowing that.
Yeah,
I really don't.
Really? You guys didn't know that?
No, I know the move now is, but I don't feel bad not knowing it.
Okay.
I've never used Jirachi competitively ever.
Well, so, would never use this move competitively ever.
Never would.
All right. Good job though, guys. You're still at 2 points.
I feel bad for using the hit now.
Yeah.
So this next question's from Snag. So if you get it wrong, you can blame him. Here's the setup. I always comment about how Gen 4 just added fatter version of Pokemon as evolutions. How many Pokemon were added to existing evolution lines in Generation 4? Counting pre-evolutions and everything.
Wait, we're counting pre-evolutions too?
Yeah, we're talking about adding things to evolution lines.
Oh, man.
How many Pokemon... Yeah, in Gen 4, how many Pokemon were added to evolution lines?
Let's list them out.
Come on, man.
Sudowoodo, Chansey, Cleffa, Magmortar, Electivire, Bonsly,
Magnezone,
that's 7. Gliscor, that's 8. Weavile, that's 9.
Smoochum
Gen 2. What am I talking about?
We got any evolutions, right? Evolutions. So we have Glaceon and Leafeon.
So what is that, 11?
That's 11.
I cannot lose track on this.
Igglybuff?
Wait, I thought that was Gen 2.
Oh, yeah, it is. No, sorry.
Yeah, that's why I took away Smoochum.
Right. So that's back to 10.
No, 11.
Oh, 11? Okay.
Wait, was Cleffa Gen 1? I mean, Gen 2 or Gen 4?
Cleffa was Gen 2, I think, no?
I'm pretty sure it was. I'll make that 10.
What about Whynot?
That he was... No, yeah, okay, Whynot, yeah. Wait, no, Whynot was Gen... I Whynot's in Gen 3. Because Gen 3? Okay. You get him in as an egg in Lavender Town.
Yeah, no, I'm just going through the and figure out which gen they came out at. So we don't leave something out.
Yeah, Whynot, yeah, it's definitely Gen 3.
Farfetch. That was a joke. No,
I was very confused.
Or pre-evolution ever for Farfetch, because Pokemon hates him.
I'm going to need a ballpark number here, guys.
What do you think?
See, the thing is, we got to get an exact answer, though.
I'll give you plus or minus 3.
Okay. I feel like they're just some we're just playing missing. I think we're at 10 or 11 right now. So
Yeah, you guys named at least 11.
That's it. I think we're going to go with 12. That's
12?
Yeah, I think 12 is a strong number.
What?
11.
No, but he said plus or minus 3. But no, wait a minute. Do you think we should aim a little bit higher? Because I feel like there are some we're just playing missing.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm thinking that 11 sounds good.
Well, we know it's 10 at least, so we can go up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because we know it's not going to be less. So you want to say 13? Because that's plus 3 automatically. So even if it's 12, or because we know it's 10 at the very least.
I don't know. I would stay with 11.
No, but just add three
because it's plus or minus 3.
Okay, then
so we might as well go up. Because
okay, so then 13.
That is incorrect, even with the plus or minus 3. It's like 29.
29?
Yeah, so you forgot a number of Pokemon. You forgot Happiny, Mantyke, Yanmega, Rhyperior, Tangrowth.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Porygon Z.
Why did it have to be pre-evolutions too?
Then you've got Mime Jr., you've got
Mamoswine.
Yeah, you guys forgot a lot of them. So
yeah,
you guys were way off.
Yeah.
It's Gen 4, though. It's fine.
Shush. Okay, so final question. As is tradition, I always ask a stat-related question. So we're going to ask you, which grass-type Pokemon has the highest base HP? Grass-type, highest HP. Oh, go for it.
Includes Megas?
Yeah, includes Megas.
I thought HP didn't increase with Megas.
It doesn't. That's why it includes Megas.
Oh.
Isn't it Tropius?
I think it's Tropius. What is Tapu Bulu? What is it? Tapu Bulu? I don't remember the grass one.
In Gen 7, you lost me. I know barely any knowledge in Gen 7 as of right now.
I feel like there's a Pokemon that's just plain that's good on HP but sucks in everything else for some reason.
Hmm. Grass type though.
Grass type, high HP.
I don't know.
I feel like these are good hints.
Yep, grass type, high HP. I feel it's either Tropius or...
If you forget it, somebody's going to be very sad.
Leafeon?
No, it's definitely got to be...
The cactus, what's her name?
Wait, which cactus Pokemon?
Maraca ones. Gen 5, I think she is.
Not a person you know.
Oh, okay. Someone will be very sad if we don't guess this one.
That's what Whimsicott wrote. She wrote, somebody's going to be very sad if you, and I know exactly who it is.
Well, you know it's not Whimsicott.
I'm going to need an answer. Give me a grass type, guys, that you think has a lot of HP.
You have more knowledge than me. You can ballpark this one.
Well, just from knowing the type of Pokemon that are out there, there's only two Pokemon I can think of that may have a lot. I may think of like maybe Tangrowth or, but I really don't think it's him, but either Tangrowth or, not Torterra, but Chestnut. That's just come to mind. Do you think it could be Ludicolo? I don't know.
It could be.
Yeah. Take a guess.
You know, just for the giggles, let's go Ludicolo, I guess.
That is incorrect. The answer is actually Go-Goat. So, Ramos, you forgot Ramos.
Oh, Go-Goat. Everyone forgets Ramos.
Go-Goat's really? Got a base HP of 123. The next highest is actually a Moongus with 114.
Oh. See, I think Amoongus was a little bit too obvious, but yeah, I thought Go-Goat. I did not realize it's weird.
Go-Goat's got a huge. I mean, nobody uses it. That's why.
Well, I have one competitive. I have the bulk up set though. I just never thought. I never realized its HP was that high.
Yeah, its HP is really high. Well, it's the highest of all grass types.
Wow.
But that gives you guys 2 points for this round. These questions have been getting harder. It's not my fault though, but that does change the standings around. I actually have standings today, so be proud. Be proud that I have standings today. So the current standings are as follows with the new rules of if you're on another show, you guys get a point. Snag is in first place with 8 points. Maximus, you are in second place with 7 points.
Hey.
Scrawn, Shamu, Bosef, and the Jushiro are in a four-way tie for third place with 4 points.
It's something.
Whimsicott and Vigor are tied for seventh place with 3 points. Gator brings up the tail with 1. And everybody else has yet to get on the board. So, let's. That's it for this week's PokeQuiz. Come back next week, guys, for more exciting Pokemon trivia.
Fluffy, so, I will get my revenge.
Yes, seriously.
And welcome to Puckle's PokeQuiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So I have 5 questions for them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's a possible total of 7 points because one of these questions will have a bonus point attached to it. On top of that, they will also have a, have a hint that they can use for any of these questions. If they get all the questions correct, they can cash in the hint at the end for an extra 7th point or a 6th point if they don't get the, extra bonus point. So, this time I think they're playing for more coasters. These are awesome coasters though. So, first person to 30. I don't think that there's anybody who is very close to that right now. I think the highest score is 9. So You guys are all pretty evenly distributed, and you guys are pretty close to doing well. So here we go then. If you guys are ready, I'll start with the first question.
Do it.
All right. So the first question comes from Professor Snag. So he asks, he wants to know what. So many of the towns and locations in Pokemon are named after things. The islands of Alola are no exception. What are the islands of Alola named after?
All right, so let's see. Mele Mele, Ula Ula, Akala, and Pony. Huh.
Food?
Mele Mele.
I have no idea.
Ula Ula.
They sound like food, but...
I don't know if that's a very good line of reasoning.
True.
That's... But I may be wrong. Let's see. Akala. Akala. It sounds familiar to me. Ula Ula and Mele Mele. Well, obviously they have some sort of ethnic background here. So it's probably culturally oriented. So we could think something along the lines of something indigenous to an area, maybe like animals or fish or I know that there's that one type of the mola mola, like alomamala, that sounds similar to that.
I'm gonna need an answer very soon.
Do you want to do the hint?
You know, I think so, because if we don't use it, let's use the hint and get our extra time in the...
Yeah.
All right, so this is actually relatable to Gen 1.
Colors?
So colors are Gen 1, yes. So, let's go with... wait a second. What could be similar to colors that's relatable to Gen... Maybe... colors. Yeah, let's go with colors. I think that's the best we're gonna do.
Okay.
Go with final answer.
Yes,
that is correct. Those are the Hawaiian words for colors. Mele mele is yellow. Akala is pink, I believe.
Oh, so like the tapus.
Yeah, they're the same colors as the tapus.
Oh, we learned. Yeah, something.
Fun fact. Well, not just of the tapus, but like one of them's purple. I don't think any of them are green. I think it's yellow. Like, I think it's yellow, green, red, and purple.
Oh, no. Now I have to send in a hard trivia question to stump Professor Snag.
Yeah.
He made me use our hint.
All right. So let's move on then. So question number two. So that's 1 point for you guys, though. You guys are doing well. That's 1 point. So with the upcoming release of Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, it brings flashbacks of Black and White 2, where the villain, Getus, fuses Kyurem with Zekrom and Reshiram. So did you know that Getus has a last name canonically? And what is it? That's the question. What is Getus' last name?
Oh my goodness, I know it too. Oh my god. It's like a... something like preservation of Pokemon. Not, it's very scientific. I know that. Right, I'm right. Like it's like Latin origin or something. It's like, oh my gosh, Whimsicott, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh, she absolutely knows. She absolutely knows.
She absolutely knows. It's Coriolis. Oh no! Go.
I have no idea, man. I wish I could help you here.
How do you submit these questions? If you just want to make me cry.
No! They didn't submit it. I wrote that one.
I'm crying. No, it's fine. No, okay. No.
I don't know. I really.
All right, just know that I know it's something like that sounds scientific, and that's Jesus Christ.
I need a choice. I need a choice.
Can I get a half a point?
No, I don't deal in half points anymore.
Oh no,
I don't know what to say, man.
Coriolis. That was Coriolis or something. No.
Coriolis.
That's probably
your final answer. I know it's wrong. It's freaking wrong.
So that is unfortunately incorrect. The Coriolis force is something completely different. Harmonia is the last name.
Harmonia.
I know you were gonna know it as soon as I said it, but that's a harder one. Okay, so let's switch gears from Black and White 2 to an anime. Let's talk about the Pokemon anime for a little bit. We know that the anime takes some creative liberties when making differences between the video game and the anime itself. One of these being, in general, just that they use different Pokemon for gym team rosters, for gym leaders. So they typically what will happen is one or two or just a few of the gym teams in every region will be slightly different just to make it more interesting story-wise or something of that sort.
Of course.
And yeah, so it's a thing. It happens. And so my question – so it turns out, though, that there are two regions, one in which they change every single gym roster. And there is another region in which they keep every single gym roster from the game that region is based on. So my question to you, for a point for each, is to name those two regions.
One sec. I cut out a little bit. So it's one region there where every roster is the same and one region where every roster is different?
Yes.
Okay. I think the Ross one with everyone is the same. I think that's Sinnoh, because I watched a lot of that anime and I never saw a discrepancy in the Pokemon that you faced.
What about Kanto? Like
I
don't remember having a discrepancy in Kanto either.
Did you face a Kadabra? Oh, she had an Abra and that turned into a Kadabra in Kanto, so it can't be that. Otherwise, that's just wrong.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm talking about Sabrina, by the way.
Okay, yeah.
Let's say. We need to think about the roster where everything is different. It's not Kanto. Johto, if we can find one exception.
The Miltank. She fights with Miltank.
Okay, then it's not Johto. Yeah. Hoenn. Flannery has... Does Roxanne have two geodes and a nose pass, or is it just one geode and a nose pass?
Can't remember.
Huh, maybe that is the one.
Which one?
Yeah, Hoenn. Think about it. Yeah, okay. Because Brawly just had a Makuhita. No, Brawly had a Hariyama whenever in the anime.
Yeah.
So Brawly and Roxanne are both different. Watson, he just had, was it a Manek? Yeah, it's different with Watson too. I don't remember specifically, but it is. Four, it was Flannery. I don't think she had a Numel?
Yeah.
I think we're onto something here.
Yeah,
I think
we're Sinnoh.
Sinnoh is everything that's the same.
And Hoenn is,
Hoenn is different.
Everything that is different.
Okay. Are those your final answers?
I'll think about it a bit more. I don't want to be wrong.
I need one.
Our final answer.
Go with it.
So that is correct on one account.
Oh
no.
Okay.
It turns out that it is that Sinnoh is correct. Sinnoh is the region in which there are no discrepancies, but the one in which there are all discrepancies is actually Johto. The Miltank that you're thinking of, yes, she has a Miltank, but she only has a Miltank in the anime, and in the games, she actually plays against you with like two Clefairy and a Miltank.
So that's
your difference there. But every roster is different in the. In the Johto anime, so it's a little sad. So that's fine. You guys are 2 points today, though. So good going there. I think you'll get the next two, though. Let's see here. So I've probably asked this question before on the show, but Girafarig, it's a Pokemon. It also turns out its name's a palindrome. There are three other Pokemon who are also palindromes, whose names are also palindromes. Name at least two of them, and you get a point.
Oh.
You name three, you get bragging rights.
What's a palindrome? I'm so sorry. English is not
palindrome. Palindrome means it's spelled the same forwards as it is backwards.
Okay, thank you. Eevee is one.
Yeah, Eevee's one. Mm-hmm.
What else?
We'll find one. Let me just think. Oh, my goodness.
You just need one more.
It can do it. It can do it. It can do it.
Eevee and... Oh, snap. Come on, we can do this, guys.
We can do it, yeah.
Come on, Scrawn.
Shh. Think short names.
Ho-oh.
Ho-oh. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Are those your final answers? That is correct. Another answer would have also been Alola-Mola. That gives you guys 3 points for the day. So let's move on then to question number 5. So as always, I always ask you guys a question about stats. I have been letting you guys pick your types as well this week, this session. So you guys chose ice type. So I want to know what
you
ice
guys
type
is
Pokemon.
A lot of people. Scrawn chose ice type.
That's true. So
I didn't know what I was picking.
So out of the ice type Pokemon, which one has the highest base special defense?
Oh,
that's what I want to know.
I thought you were going to ask defense, and I would have known.
what was you said for defense?
Avalug, right?
That's true. Yeah, 184. Yeah. It's tied by Cloyster, or just Cloyster's like followed up with like 180.
Isn't it the snowflake? What's the name?
Cryogonal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe is that reverse? Yeah, it might be Cryogonal. Let's think a bit more.
Yeah. It's Cryogonal. The other special defense that I can think of is Glalie.
Not Glalie. Glalie has 80 base stats in each stat.
Oh, okay. Not Articuno, right?
Let's think Megas, maybe.
Oh, Megas? Are Megas included?
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like they are every year. Or every day, every week, every year. I've been doing this for over a year now. Fun fact.
Stop distracting us.
So what Megas do we have? Mega Glalie.
Is that really the only one? No, there's more.
Abomasnow. Mega Abomasnow.
It's not Abomasnow. The thing is that most ice types are pretty much like glass cannons. So you don't really think about them defensively. Which is why Thatch chose special defense.
How about Articuno?
Articuno.
No?
I don't want to make it too easy on you guys, you know?
I don't think Articuno's really that strong.
Okay.
This doesn't sound right to me. I think Cryogonal is a better guess.
I'm going to need an answer here.
Shall we go with Cryogonal?
Sure.
Okay, Cryogonal it is.
That is unfortunately incorrect, guys. It turns out that the answer is actually Regice. Regice is actually in the top 10 of all special defense Pokemon. It's got a base 200 special defense, so it blows all of these out of the water.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, good to know for the future when you're playing against a Regice. That is it. That gives you guys 3 points today. Let me go.
That's hilarious. That's the amount that you guessed that we're going to get.
that is about the average that people get nowadays is that. So that actually makes us that wraps a lot of things up and makes a lot of ties still. So you guys are everybody's still in the running for everything. Let me tell you that much. Cool. So let me go ahead and sort everything. So right now in first place, we have Snag with 9 points. Followed up in tied for second, we have a three-way tie with Maximus, Scrawn, and Jushiro. They're all there in second place. Followed up in fifth place is Bosefus with 5 points. In sixth place, we have Dr. Shammy with 4 points. Whimsicott and Vigor are tied for seventh with 3 points. And Gator's bringing up the rear with 1. And Ethan has yet to get on the board. So that is going to be it for this week's edition of PokeQuiz. You guys keep doing Pokemon stuff, and you'll hopefully get those coasters one day. So, wrap it up before PokeCon, guys, so I don't have to ship things.
I'm going to win just so you have to ship it.
We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast, or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our T Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip flop.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.